You have a very powerful choice to make today, and it rests completely in your hands. Did you know that? You do. You have the choice to live your life your way or God's way. That's it. It's your choice. God loves you so much, He gave you that choice. It's the greatest gift of freedom, and it shows the depth of God's love for us. Think about it. When you love someone, they have a choice to love you back or not. Love is not putting someone in a cage. Love is free will to choose to love or not. When someone chooses to love you back as you love them, it's a beautiful thing. Even while we were in the midst of our sin, Romans 5:8 says, God loved us so much, He sent His Son to die for us and pay the price for our sin. It's a price we can't pay ourselves. It's the most perfect kind of love. Do you choose to accept it? If you have chosen to receive the gift of salvation God offers you through Jesus, that's awesome. But guess what? There's still a choice to make every single day. Will you live your way or God's way? Yep, even when your heart belongs to God, it can still stray. How we live this day matters. How we walk, how we talk, how we treat others, and the choices we make for our life, our home, and our family matter. His design, according to His word, is our best life. I love how the Apostle Paul puts it in Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. It's no longer about me. That's the key. The beautiful exchange is when I lay my life down, I find it. Paul made a choice to follow Jesus. Then he made a choice every single day to say yes, to follow Christ and live his life by faith in the one who gave everything for him, Jesus. I make the same choice every day. I don't always get it right, and neither did Paul. I'm thankful for the beauty of grace and the pursuit of righteousness. I am compelled by the love of Christ for me to make that choice and do the best I can every single day. I love God for all He has done for me, so I want to obey and follow Him with all I am. Do you know what the main byproduct is of choosing Christ? Joy. Do you need more joy in your life? Joy comes when we can rest, knowing God is in control. And no matter what this world brings, what we face each day, we can choose joy as we walk it out by faith. Here's my prayer for you today as you make your choice. Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Salvation, hope, joy, purpose, and peace all are waiting to be found when you choose this day and every day to trust Jesus. That's the truth. Each new day is a gift of grace. Choose Jesus, and in doing so, you choose joy, because that's where hope is found. I'm Lori Klein.